He said, someday you may want to take a nap on this very comfortable bed. You see, there's a bag of sand. I put a little hole in it. And as the bag gets lighter, the sheet comes down very gently. Do you worry that ends up for you? Falls. Yes. He says, come. He said, don't let this frighten you. He says, look, down here. And he went over to sort of a little ridge about 6 inches high around a hole in the floor. He says, come on closer. The boys came closer and Skeeter, he said, don't be frightened of my little pets. And when they looked down, they saw these big spiders, as big as bushel baskets, all crawling over each other. He said, my little pets are hungry. And he looked right at Skeeter. And he said, you nut, won't make much of a meal. Hey, you're not going to put me down there? Oh, not right away. He says, come over here. They went to another place, and there was another hole in the cave, and they looked down, and there was the alligator pit, and they were all looking up. He says, hey, we play little games with our little pets. And there was sort of a swing rod above the pit with the pulley and a sandbag. He says, you see, we tie the food here. And he looked at Jackie. And then we put a slit in the sandbag. And as the sand trickles out, the food gets heavier and heavier and goes down and down. He says, we sort of tease our little pets that way. Jackie looked at him. He said, you aren't going to do that to us. He says, yes. He says, yes, Thor. He says, go lock them up. He says, tomorrow we must feed our pets. Yes, master. He picked up Skeeter again, took Jackie by the arm, come. Went down another corridor and came to a big steel door with bars on it. Jackie says, Skeeter, he says, you have a piece of cardboard? He says, yeah, what color do you want? Never mind the color. He said, what do you want it for? He says, just give it to me. When Thor set him down, he reached in and gave Jackie a piece of cardboard. Thor slammed the door shut. Jackie put a piece of cardboard between the lock. And Thor turned the key. And he says, the master will call for you tomorrow. And he left. He said, what do you want that cardboard for, Jackie? He says, look, the door isn't locked. He says, why? He said, because I stuck the cardboard. He says, try it. Skeeter pushed on. He said, yeah. He said, come on, Jackie, let's get out of here. He says, no, that won't do any good. He says, I don't think there's another way out of here. He said, how do you know? He says, I don't, but he says, chances are there isn't. He says, the thing is, it'll give us a chance to explore. He said, well, what are we waiting for? Well, I don't know. Come on, I guess we might as well do it now. The boys started to explore the cave. They went down all corridors, and finally, the very last one. He said, this is the last one, Skeeter, if there's no way out. This is the door is the only way out. And as they started down far in the distance, they saw daylight. Jackie yelled out, Skeeter, look! See, there's sunshine. He said, come on! And the two began to run as fast as they could go. And finally, when they got out into the sunlight, he says, see? He says, I knew there was another way out. Come on, Jackie. And they start running, and when they got to the edge, they stopped. And they looked around, and they were in a beautiful garden with statues, waterfall, flowers. And when they looked down, it was over 100 feet straight down. They looked up. It was steep, straight up and down. And they realized there was no way they could get out of this garden. The boys looked around and realized that there was no way out. It was straight up or straight down.
He said, let's get a rope, Jackie. We could let ourselves down. He says, yeah, that's a good idea.
Where are we going to get a rope?
And I don't know.
Thor, who had fixed some food and was going to take it to the boys, who he thought were still locked up, fixed a tray of food and walked down to the cell, put the key in and opened it. Thor, bring food so you be nice and fat for Skull's pets. He looked around and realized they were gone. He almost dropped the tray of food. Master! Master! And he started running down the cave as fast as he could go. When he stopped in front of the door, which was supposedly the office of the skull was standing by the door. He says, what's wrong? He says, the two boys, they are gone. He says, what do you mean, gone? He says, I don't know, master, they're gone. He says, you fool, didn't you lock the door? Yes, master. He says, well, they can't be far. He says, they can't get out. He says, the only place they could be would be in the garden. Thor, go find him. Yes, master. Jackie, in the meantime, and Skeeter had been looking through the garden, admiring the beautiful statues and the flowers, but they knew sooner or later somebody would be coming after him. And no sooner had Jackie even thought of it, he looked up and saw Thor coming out of the cave. He says, Skeeter, he says, here comes Thor. He says, we've got to hide. What are we going to do? He says, I don't know, but this is a plan. He says, look, there's a lot of bushes. We're going to have to be very careful. He said, he's kind of stupid anyway. He says, we'll hide under the bushes, and when he's looking over there, we'll keep crawling. And he'll be looking under the bushes, and he'll be looking everywhere that we have just left. He said, yeah, Jackie, come on. So sure enough, Thor went around all the bushes and looked under it. And after Thor had looked under the bush, the boys would crawl on their hands and knees and hide under the bushes where he had looked. And finally, Thor had gone through the whole garden, and he couldn't find them. In the shadows of the darkness of the cave, the skull was standing because he could not come out because of his eyes. Thor! Yes, master. Did you find them? No, master. He says, you fool, they're out there somewhere. He says, no, master, I've looked. He says, all right, get in here. He says, I guess I'll have to look myself at sundown. The boys saw them leave. They knew they were safe, probably until sundown. When sundown came, the dusk began to settle over the garden, and the boys knew that soon the skull and Thor would both come out and start looking for them. They were not the only ones that were looking. Back at the ranch, it was getting dark. Tom was very worried. Nancy was almost in tears. Oh, mother, mother, where are those boys? Tom went out to the corral. The boys, he says, I need about a dozen of you. Let's saddle up. He says, we've got to go find them. He said, something might have happened to them. So they saddled up, Mr. Miller and Tom, and about a dozen of the men started to ride out towards the foot of the mountain because they knew that's where they were going to go. It was almost dusk when they got to the foot of the mountains, and sure enough, they found their horses. They looked way up to the plateau and they saw Ritzy up there. When he saw Tom, he began to bark. This way, he says, up there. He said, they must be up there. When the men scampered to the top, they looked around and they were nowhere to be seen. Mr. Miller scratched his head. He says, well, Tom, he says, where could they have gone to? He said, there's a narrow ledge that goes around this side and one that side. You take one and I'll take the other. He said, it'd be just like those boys to try to go all the way around the mountain. They looked down into the valley, hundreds of feet below. Tom knew that possibly he might find them at the bottom of the canyon. Mr. Miller says, all right. He says, the rest of you men stay here. If you hear a gunfire, he said, that means I found them. He says, all right. One of the men began to walk over to the rock. Mr. Miller says, sit over here. He said, it's cooler. He says, yeah, I guess you're right. Ritzy was smelling by the door. Mr. Miller noticed it, so did Tom. He says, I don't know why that dog's over there. He said, there must be a scent there. He says, yeah, probably so. He said, but I wish he'd show me which way they went, your way or my way. He said, let's get this done before dark.
So Tom started to go around one side of the mountain, Mr. Miller on the other, and as they walked further and further out on the ledge, it began to get narrower and narrower and narrower, and finally Tom knew that he had to stop, because that's far as anybody could go. He looked down. It went way down. And he realized that if the boys had slipped, there'd be very little hope that they had ever be found alive. As he turned around to go back, he heard sort of a rumbling noise. He looked up, and he saw a rock slide coming down. He threw himself on this narrow ledge as the rocks came tumbling down and practically covered his whole body. As he brushed a few of the rocks away, he thought he better just lay there until somebody came to help him out, because the slightest roll or push might put him over the edge. That day he didn't mind, except as he lay there in the stillness, waiting for somebody to come, he heard a very strange sound. It was like a rattling sound. And finally, when he looked down past his feet, there on the rocks was a huge rattler. He coiled and looked at Tom. Tom remembered, never looked frightened. He kept staring at the snake. And finally the snake slithered forward a few more feet. And finally he was resting practically on top of the rocks right above Tom's stomach. Tom kept looking at him. He knew that the slightest move now, he would strike. The snake began to coil itself, ready for the kill. Tom was helpless. There was nothing he could do. And all of a sudden, as the snake coiled to pounce, there was a burst of gunfire. Tom opened his eyes, and when he opened them, he saw the snake stretched out over the rocks on top of his stomach. And he looked farther past his feet. He saw Mr. Miller with smoke still coming out of his gun. "Nice shot." He says, "Yeah, what are you doing down there, Tom?" He said, "What am I doing down here?" He said, "The rocks came down." He said, "Well, stay where you are." He said, "We'll get you out in a few minutes." They had him out. They got back to the plateau where they were all waiting. Tom wasn't hurt, maybe a few scratches. They realized it was now almost dark, and there wasn't anything they could do. Tom suggested that they go home, get some sleep, and try to get here before sunrise in the morning. So as they left, they began to take the horses, and they took Ritzy and everybody with them. And this was about the same time that Jackie and Skeeter were out in the garden. Had they only known that Tom was just around the side of the mountain, but they didn't. It was about the same time that the master looked at Thor and said, "Thor," he says, "they're in the garden. Come. The sun will no longer hurt my eyes." They went out to the garden. He says, "You take that side, I'll take this side." "Jackie, what are we going to do?" He said, "There's two of them. We can't play that old trick anymore." He says, "I know it." He says, "I know it. What are we going to do?" He says, "I don't know." He said, "We'll take it something quick." He says, "Look," he said, "the skull can't see very well. He's blind as a bat, right?" He said, "Yeah, but he could see us." He says, "And Thor, he doesn't know." He says, "Look, there's all kinds of statues, right?" He says, "Yeah, but what's that?" He said, "You don't mean," he says, "Yes." He says, "Can you hold real still?" He says, "How will they notice one statue?" He says, "That they go by." He says, "Yeah, Jackie." He says, "Quick, find a place." Skeeter found a place. Jackie found a place. And they struck up a pose and stood as still as they could stand. Thor was on the other side. Jackie was glad for that. But the skull was coming closer. And the skull almost brushed him and kept looking around and passed Jackie up completely, thinking it was another statue. Jackie kind of smiled to himself, thinking, "Since you're blind as a bat, you old skull." He went on. Thor was still beating the bushes. "Did you find anything, Thor?" "No, master, they're not here." Oh, they must be here. He came down on the other side and came by Skeeter. Skeeter held his breath. The skull took out a handkerchief and blew his nose. Skeeter was holding his breath. Jackie saw it. He had his fingers crossed. And as the skull began to put the handkerchief away, it dropped. And when the skull bent over to pick up the handkerchief, he noticed that Skeeter's shoestrings were untied. And he knew that he had no statue in the garden that had shoes with shoestrings untied. The skull slowly began to look up. And finally he stared Skeeter in the eyes. Skeeter didn't dare blink. He stood motionless. And then the skull, because he couldn't see too well, with his eyes bulging out, came closer to get a better look. Skeeter held his breath. Thor! Yes, master, come here. Jackie was watching. Thor came close. He says, yes, master. He said, do you see this statue? Yes, master. He said, it's one of the boys. Skeeter started to run. Thor reached out and grabbed him and stuck him under his arm. He said, Jackie, run, run. Jackie began to run as fast as he could go. Thor dropped Skeeter, and the skull grabbed him with his bony fingers, and the Thor started to run after Jackie. Of course, he was no match for Jackie. As he started to enter the cave, Thor reached out with his mighty arm and grabbed him and almost knocked him down. He picked him up. Finally, he came back with Jackie and picked both of them up, one under each arm. This time, Thor, make sure they're locked up. Yes, master. He took them back to the cell and locked them up. Jackie again, Skeeter, he says, the cardboard. He said, here it is. Thor put them in the cell, and they stuck the cardboard in the lock so that the lock wouldn't latch. Thor looked at him. He said, this time you stay. Thor left. What are we going to do, Jackie? He says, I don't know. He says, Skeeter, look. He says, I think what we better do, he said, they're going to throw us into the pit, I know. He said, but he said, if one of us would stay behind, and when they, like for instance, if they take you first, he says, I'll try to save you. And if they take me, you try to save me. He said, okay, Jackie, what am I going to do? He said, I don't know. He says, we'll find out sooner or later. He said, can't we try to go out and in the garden try to get out? He says, we can't get out. It wouldn't do any good. He said, maybe we could run down and see if the door's open. He said, that isn't open. He said, but we could try it. He says, come on. So they sneaked out of the cell and went all the way down the tunnel where the door was and began to push on it. And it was sealed tight. They went back to their cells and closed the door and fell asleep. The next morning, bright and early, Tom was up before the sun. His men were saddling up. They were getting some food prepared. Chinky was almost in tears because he knew that Jackie was in trouble, and all the other cowhands were very saddened by Jackie's disappearance. When Tom got all his men together, they started up towards the mountain. Ritzy also followed. When they got up to the plateau, Mr. Miller said, well, Tom, he said, we've been here before. What do we do? Why don't we go down into the valley and see if maybe they slipped? And he said, if they slipped, he said, there isn't much hope for them. He says, I realize that, Tom, but we looked all over here. He said, that dog, why is he sniffing the mountain all the time? He must have picked up a scent. He says, oh, poor Ritzy. He says, what does he know? He says, he's smelling the mountain. How could they disappear into a mountain? Well, he says, yes, that's kind of foolish, isn't it? Tom went over to the rock and began to sit down. He said, Tom, don't sit out there in the sun. He said, sit over here in the shade. He says, yeah. He said, his sun's getting kind of hot again. About the same time, the skull had gone to his trophy room.
And he looked down at the spiders. Oh, my little pets. You're hungry. He watched these big spiders as big as bushel baskets crawling and mauling over each other, just looking up for food. Thor!
Yes, master.
Says, bring me the little one.
Yes, master.
Thor went to the cell. The boys watched. Who would it be?
You, little one.
And he reached in and grabbed him.
What are you going to do?
The master wants to see you.
He said, what does he want?
You will see. You will see.
As he closed the door, Jackie stuck the cardboard back in so it wouldn't lock. He said, Jackie, remember? He says, I remember, Skeeter. Skeeter screamed a little bit, started to kick, and the harder he'd kick and scream, the more Thor would squeeze.
Ew! Little one, be quiet.
They entered the trophy room. Skeeter looked around. He was being carried. And he saw the suits of armor, the big bed with the very comfortable spikes on both sides that would tuck you in at night. And over by the spider pit, he saw the skull.
Well, good morning, my friend.
Say, good morning, Mr. Skull. Say, what do you want with me?
No, he says, I want you to come look at the spiders.
Thor let him down. Skeeter went and looked down.
No, don't be frightened.
He said, they're very, very, very gentle. He said, except when they're hungry. And it seems to me they're hungry.
Thor?
Yes, master.
Throw him into the pit.
Yes, master.
He reached down and grabbed Skeeter, raised him above his head. Skeeter was screaming. At the same time, Jackie had almost followed Thor and Skeeter. He looked through the door and saw what was going on. He knew that he had to do something. He took some rocks and began to throw them out by the door.
Who is there?
The skull started to walk towards the door. He looked at Thor. Thor looked at the master.
He said, throw him in.
Jackie picked up a rock and threw it again. Skull started towards the door.
Thor, there's somebody out here.
He says, yes, master.
He says, throw him in.
He took the Skeeter up above his head and threw him into the pit. Jackie, who had peeked from behind the door, saw what had happened. He heard Skeeter screaming. He gritted his teeth and he knew he had to do something. He started throwing rocks all over the place. It sounded like an avalanche of rocks.
Thor!
He says, get out there and see what's going on. Come! And the two of them rushed out as fast as they could go. As soon as they disappeared down the way, Jackie rushed in. And as he looked down to see the last bits of Skeeter disappear, he looked down, and halfway down on the heavy cobwebs, he saw somebody hanging. Skeeter looked up. He said, Jackie! He said, Skeeter, you all right?
He said, I don't know.
He said, find a rope or something. Jackie looked around. There was a piece of rope right behind the suit of armor. He reached up and grabbed it and threw it down. He says, grab a hold. Jackie tied the other end to a rock. And he began to pull it up, that is, with Skeeter on the other end. Finally, Jackie says, hurry, hurry. Because Skeeter didn't know that climbing up right behind him was one of the biggest spiders in the whole pit. He said, boy, Jackie, am I glad you came. He said, I almost went to the bottom. He said, if I hadn't grabbed on the cobwebs. Jackie didn't say anything. He says, hurry, Skeeter, hurry. He said, don't look back. He said, why not? He said, and all of a sudden he felt something on his leg. He said, Jackie. He says, don't look back, Skeeter. He says, keep pulling it up. He says, hurry up. Jackie looked around. In the hand of the suit of armor was a great big club with spikes in it.
He says, keep coming, Skeeter, don't stop. Skeeter kept climbing, and Jackie rushed over and got this big club. Finally, Jackie reached down, grabbed Skeeter by the hand, and as he started to pull him up, he saw this big head of this spider come up over the ridge. Skeeter looked back. Ah! Jackie raised the club and crashed it over the spider's head and gave it a kick and went falling back into the pit. As the spider fell down, the others devoured him. Jackie and Skeeter heard someone coming. He says, quick, hide. He says, over there, behind that bed. He said, they can't see you. He said, I'll hide in the suit of armor. I'll climb in from behind. So they quickly hid. And sure enough, the skull was saying, there was something out there, Thor. Yes, master. He says, well. He says, now, you deprive me of watching my little pets. He went over and looked down, and he saw them just finishing the spider. He says, well. My little pets, he said, I'm sorry I couldn't see you eat that little tidy morsel. Not knowing that the one they were eating was not Skeeter, as he thought, but one of the spiders that got clobbered over the head by Jackie. Jackie and Skeeter both gave a big sigh of relief. And just as they were leaving, Thor was the last one out. He happened to look towards the suit of armor, and in the eye slits, he thought he saw eyes that moved. Thor was just leaving, and as he looked towards the suit of armor, he looked over towards the skull. Master, I think eyes are moving in the suit of armor. The skull looked at him. He says, you what? Says, I thought I saw eyes moving in the suit of armor. Says, Thor, there's nothing in the suit of armor. He says, your imagination is running away with you. Come. Thor looked back again. Yes, master. Jackie held his breath. Finally, he saw them leave. He crawled out of the suit of armor. Skeeter came out. He said, what are we going to do now, Jackie? He says, now listen, quick. He says, I'll go back into the cell. He says, you're dead. I is? He says, yeah, the spiders ate you. He said, no, they didn't. He says, look, if he thinks you're dead, he says, they won't be looking for you. He says, now I'll go back, and they'll probably bring me to the room, and they'll probably throw me in the alligator pit. Now, look, the sandbag will hold me up for a while. If you go out in the hall and throw rocks, they'll come out, and then you sneak in and help me out, and then we'll hide just like we did. Then the skull will think that we're both eaten up by his pets, and nobody will be looking for us, you understand? And then we can search the cave day and night. Oh, Jackie, he said, you're so smart. He says, well, he says, it might work. He said, it's worth a try. So Jackie and Skeeter started to head back for the cell. And when they got to the cell where they were locked up, they closed the door again to make sure that when Thor came, that it would look as if it were locked. Of course, on the outside, it was getting late in the day again, and Tom and all his men were looking and searching. Tom was very disheartened because he knew they have searched everywhere, and the only place now was to look down into the canyon, knowing that they would find the boy's dead body, the bodies of the two. Mr. Miller and Tom both looked at each other, and they didn't have to say anything, but in their mind, they were thinking the same thing. It's just a matter of days now before somebody discovers them, and they will have to take the bodies into town for burial. Ritzy was still sniffing at the side of the mountain. Says, Tom, I don't know what's wrong with that dog. Why do you suppose he's sniffing over there? The only thing I can tell is that the boy's scent is over there. He said, well, that's for sure. He said, but where does it go from there? They looked up to the top of the mountain. He said, well, it can't go that way. He said, it doesn't go around to the sides. Tom looked down and he said, it doesn't go straight down.
Several of the men looked at each other. Well, the only way then left is into. Tom kind of smiled. He says, yes, into the mountain. He says, Skeeter can do wonderful things, but walking right through the mountain, I don't think he can do that. The rest of them rather smiled. He says, well, I think we're going to...